What if God answered your rebellion with permission? When Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, that God gave them up, he's not describing coercion. He's describing release. God did not poison the mind. Instead, he removed restraint. So like a sprinter straining against resistance, mankind pulled against God's grace until God said, all right, just go ahead. And that's terrifying. A debased mind is not irrational. It is unfit. It cannot pass God's standard. It's crooked, warped, and incapable of discernment. And this is the default condition of every human heart apart from Christ. We are born wanting autonomy. We want a mind without interruption, without authority, without accountability. And God's judgment is often letting us have exactly what we demand. But here's the miracle of grace. The same God who lets go is also the God who rescues. The gospel does not merely forgive sins, it restores thinking. Christ redeems the mind. So don't confuse freedom from God with freedom itself. That particular path ends in darkness. Here's what you can pray along with me today. Lord, thank you for not giving me over to myself. Take captive my thoughts and make them obedient to your Son. And here are two peoples that you can pray for. Joshua and Megan Feary and their family are missionaries in Zambia. And also the Chikugulu Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.